What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of Running Through My Mind podcast. My name is Hella Sidibe. I've been running every day since May 15, 2017. Ran across the U.S., LA to New York City, 84 days, 3,061 miles. Just recently did my first 100-mile race last August of 2022, and now I'm about to do my second one in June at the Western State 100. We're here to talk about, is it luck? That's what's been running through my mind, y'all. You know, when I started my run streak, I keep hearing it's genetic. This is why he's able to do this. Or you hear the saying, it's because he's black. That's why he could do something enduring like that. But for the people who didn't know, I actually wasn't good at running distance. Yes, I play soccer my whole life, but that's a different type of running. It's a lot of anaerobic kind of run. You sprint a lot for 60 yards, for 80 yards, sometimes 100 yards randomly, but you jog a lot. You walk in between games. You jog, sprint. So it's a mix of everything. But even though I play 90 minutes, when it came to purely running, when we do fitness tests, the Cooper test, running 2 miles under 12 minutes, something like that, or go run a 5K, I was not good at it. I absolutely hated it. I did not like it. All I saw was suffering, a punishment, and I was literally afraid of running. In fact, my teammates would look at me the day before a fitness test. They're like, are you okay, Hella? And I tell them, man, I'm just nervous about tomorrow's run. So was it really luck to where I was able to get myself to? I just started to go little by little, you know, 10 minutes a day within the first week, expanded a little bit. I got my body used to it. I was able to finally pick up my pace, finally extending my distance while I'm out there. So my point is, you really have to put in the work. It doesn't just come to you just because you're born black. And in fact, if that's the case, I know many black people who can run long distance. You know, it's not that they can't do it, it's because they haven't trained to do it. And once they do, anyone, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, yellow, does not matter, brown, you can do it, but you train to be better at it. But it just doesn't become automatic because people just say because you're a certain race or your genetics. Yeah, I know genetics is a factor, but I don't think it's always the main factor for everything we do in life. Yes, and genetic could be based on your genes, could be the way it is based on the environment you live in. So you see these Kenyans that can run really fast, very far, because that's their lifestyle. It's part of their gene because the way they live, right? So if you go to a neighborhood where all they play is basketball, they're going to be really good at basketball. If you go to a neighborhood where all they play is soccer, they're going to be really good at it. So you can't just come to them and just be like, it's because it's your genetics. That's why you can do it. It's their way of life. So that's what I wanted to start with a little bit. But also, I want to talk about, you know, all the things that happen to people in life. Is it really luck? I believe not everything is luck. Yes, luck happens. And you don't pick what household you're born into. You don't pick where you live. You don't pick what part of the world you're born in, you know? And yeah, it has to be lucky. I think you can't argue with that because it just happens, right? I mean, some people are born in poverty. Some people are born into having everything that they don't even know what poverty is, or vice versa. So those things, we have no control over it ourselves. Because if we all did, do you think any of us would pick where we were born right now, or not pick where we were born, or what we were brought into in this world? If we're able to, I think everyone would pick the thing that suits them, that would make them happy, that would give them the best advantage that they can have in this life that we live. So is it luck? For that, you can't argue. But things that we end up doing in life, I believe that it's not fully luck. I believe that, you know, the saying, when preparation meets opportunity, that's what luck is. And I do believe that. I always ask myself, for where I'm at today. And people may say it's luck, but I had to get up and face a fear of mine. I had to get up to try this running thing. So I had to get up to start holding myself accountable. You know, I had to put in the action for some of the opportunities that I got today. And I'm so happy and thankful that Bell convinced me finally to make this run streak go public, because this was a personal thing. It wasn't about social media. But on day 163, we made a YouTube video, and it was why I run every day. And humbly, at that point, there's no running YouTube videos out there that's about run streak. And when we started doing that, and I was glad it was giving people the courage to share their journey as well. But hadn't that happened, I think none of this that I have, everything I have, the sponsors, so grateful for them, the opportunities to travel across the U.S., parts of the world, you know, being around people wouldn't happen without any of these things going about, without me having to get up there to dedicate my life to this running thing, because it made me feel a certain way, and I love that. And for that to leading into sharing that journey with you guys through the lenses, for that getting the world to see it with viral videos and having people see what I do to encourage them to go live their best life, to do what they love, because I felt guilty that I'm so happy and I feel like not everyone is happy and I want them to find their happiness. Like, I felt guilty that this feeling that I was having through running, I wanted people to feel it with whatever else that they love. And that didn't start with luck. It started with action, right? So that's why I said not everything is luck. I don't think that was luck. That was me putting in action that led to something that was far beyond imaginable. I did not think it would be what it is today. Sometimes, even now, I still sit there and I laugh. I'm like, wow, is this really my life? This is the life I'm living? This is a dream life. This is a dream job. Whether I was getting paid or sponsors or not, I was doing it. And now to add that to it is just mind-blowing to me. I'm just like, whoa, what is life, y'all? So luck, it exists to a certain extent. But also, if we don't put in the work, we create our own luck. We can create our own luck. And I know, and I want to be mindful of people, I know that everyone starts in the same thing, in the same area. And, you know, one of the videos that makes me think about that, I saw this viral video when they had a bunch of kids line up in a line. Don't quote me exactly, but just trying to briefly say what the story was trying to portray. A bunch of kids, they were lining up. And the gentleman or the person who was there was like, step forward. If you have both of your parents, a group of kids step forward. But some people who don't, stay behind. Step forward if you were able to saw something, something. More people step forward, but there's people further back. And then it got to a point where people were so spread out. And now he said, race to get to the finish line. Guess who had the head start? The people who had everything that he was saying. So they had a big head start. So at that point, yes, there is luck there, because people are there who are starting way in the back. And they didn't choose to do that, right? But the message I'm trying to talk about and say here is, you can be far back, you can be in the middle, you can be in the front. Do your best, and that best will allow you to create your own luck. And I remember, like, coming from Mali, West Africa, throw a country, people make less than a dollar a day. I could have never imagined that. I didn't even know what the U.S. was. And when I saw this place, it got me thinking, wow, all this stuff exists beyond what we saw. And how can I ever get to living the American dream? And seeing my peer, my friends from college graduating, getting their job immediately, making money. And I'm still trying to figure out my life. And I'm trying to figure out how to fix my immigration status, to finally have a real job. And it's tough. And now what I've done to get me to where I'm at, at the time, I didn't think that would be the case, but it makes me think that I had to do things that created this luck that I have right now. So go find your luck by first and foremost doing what you love. And if you're passionate about it, it's going to lead you to a path that people might look at it from the outside in and say, oh, this person is so lucky. Oh my gosh, they're so lucky. But they don't know what you had to go through. They don't know the action that you had to do. And if they think you're lucky, be like, I guess I am blessed. But you know what you had to do. You know the grind, the sweat, the blood and tear that you had to put yourself through to get to where you're at. So we create our own luck in many ways. I want to be mindful. I want to let y'all know that not everything starts perfectly. Life isn't fair, sadly. It really isn't. So there's certain things that we have zero control over. But the point of the talk is like, wherever that situation I was at, I can speak personally for myself, I was able to create my own luck. It wasn't because I was black. It wasn't because I was a soccer player. I was horrible at running. And the genetic part, if you see the rest of my family, I guess I got the lucky genes because none of my family members are as athletic-y, like you may say, or runner as I am. So, I mean, the one thing difference that I know that was between me and my family members is because I decided to pursue this running thing. And I'm still learning. I'm still not where I want to be in terms of the level I want to be, but I got better. You know the saying, it doesn't get easy, but you get better with it. And that's what I'm doing. So that allowed me to create my own luck, the situation that I'm in today. It's also hard to say, you know, you see these amazing runners. Oh man, this person is lucky. They got the long legs. They have this beautiful strides that can keep going forever. That can take a lot of real estate. Well, I have to do 10 little tiny steps to get to one stride. You might be like, it's lucky for them. But also, there's many people who have long legs, but they can't be efficient in running because they don't know how to take advantage of their gait. So is that really luck? So the people who have it with the long legs, they had to train to look like they're lucky. Yeah, it could be an advantage, but you can have that advantage. But if you don't put it to work, that luck isn't going to be there. It's just there. And the people, there's people who have shorter, smaller legs than me, shorter than me, and their cadence, the strides are smaller than me. They're much faster than me. They can cover more ground at a faster speed than me. So who's really lucky? You know what I mean? So you can be like, they're not lucky because they have a smaller stride, but they're still able to do it at a high rate and even better than me, talking to about myself personally. So that is not because I'm lucky, they're not lucky. It's because they put the work in. They created their own luck that we see. Say, that is so lucky that so-and-so have this. And that's what we all need to do. So the luck that people that we see people have, you know, it's easy to see the success stories and stuff like that. And yeah, you can say an opportunity, certain things that happen, like meeting people out of nowhere where you had no idea, you weren't planning on it or anything. You can say that's luck, but also that's the energy you put out there, the person that you are. So always remember that. So that's what I want to talk about today. Is it luck or is it because you prepare and that preparation met the opportunity that you have today? So get out there and go get that opportunity and create your own luck, y'all. Thank you for listening to another podcast of Running Through My Mind. Love y'all. I'll see you in the next one. Let's get it. Let's go.